friends. Welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name's Dan, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. Today, on every Friday, we've been practicing lament, and we've been focusing in on the themes that we've been preaching through at LifePoint on Sundays. Today, we're talking about a lament over the relationship of marriage. And as we continue to look at the marriage relationship, we begin to consider today how our broken view of marriage has impacted our world. When Jesus is asked about marriage in heaven, multiple theological questions are raised. For our purposes today, we will consider what the Sadducees' question communicates about their understanding of marriage and how Jesus reorients them. Jesus says to the Sadducees in Matthew 22, "As at the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven." In this, Jesus communicates an important reality about marriage. It will end at death. In this cultural moment for the church, there's a heavy emphasis on the importance of marriage, and for good reason. And Christians have rightly agreed that it is not good that man should be alone, Genesis 2:18, and healthy married relationships are vital for our world and for future generations. And yet, at the same time, marriage is not meant to be our primary means of satisfaction, nor is it a mandate for all people. We discussed this when we looked at singleness, particularly from 1 Corinthians chapter 7. We said marriage is a great thing. It is a very good gift that God gives, but it is not the ultimate thing. It is not an ultimate thing. Marriage is a beautiful covenant between one man and one woman that ultimately points to the greater picture of God and the love that Jesus has for his bride, the church. It's one picture of many pictures that we need. In fact, one picture that this particular relationship communicates, but we need the other pictures that our other relationships communicate to help us find and fully appreciate the way that God cares for us and the kind of relationship he invites us into with him. See, on the flip side, it can be easy for the covenant of marriage to be undermined by our own pride and self-interest. When a person instead of God becomes the center of our world, when we look to him or her to fulfill our needs and desires, when they fail at that, and certainly your spouse will fail you, we look to the next person or the next thing to fill us up. As believers, we have to push back on both of these realities. I think it's helpful to think about it this way. We tend to have one of two views of marriage today. Some of us view marriage as like the capstone experience of the thing that we are building to. And yet what we find is that it just isn't. Everything that was new and fresh and exciting when you first got married is going to fade in its excitement. And the reason is because it was never intended by God to be a capstone experience. At the same time, some of us view marriage as a cornerstone experience, and we plan to build our entire lives around this marriage, and what we inevitably find is that our marriage cannot possibly bear the weight of everything else we encounter in this life. Why? Because marriage was never intended to be a cornerstone. And when we treat it as either one of these, a capstone or a cornerstone, we find that it fails to live up to what we are hoping it will produce in our lives. And so today, what we want to do is not idolize or undermine marriage. We want to celebrate it as a picture, the beautiful picture of the way that Jesus loves and cares for his bride, the church. And so as we practice lament, I invite you to join with me. Maybe it's praying the same words back that I read, or it may be taking some of the themes that I pray and bringing them into your own extended quiet time. So let's practice lament together. Lord Jesus, we come to you. Our hearts are heavy in regard to the state of marriage relationships, both in our world and in your church. We lament that many choose to pursue the intimacy met only for the marriage relationship of one man and one woman, and the resulting wake of shame, comparison, lust, and envy that choice leaves in our world. God, we also lament the undermining of the marriage relationship in our culture. Instead of a covenant with you, marriage is viewed as a contract that is only to be upheld so long as each spouse is able to provide satisfaction to the other, so long as conversations are easy and time together is fun, so long as the sex life is fulfilling and date nights are elaborate and romantic, so long as spouses agree and kids don't cause too much tension. Instead of mutually submitting and sacrificing, many have chosen to only be married when they still have something to gain from the other. Instead of heeding Paul's advice to let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others, many have chosen the way of pride and self-interest, which often leads to brokenness and divorce. Lord, how we hate divorce and the despair it causes in the couple, their families, and especially in children. Our hearts break that this is the reality and that it is as prevalent in our society and in the church as it is. Wasn't supposed to be this way. Additionally, Lord, we lament of the idolization of the marriage relationship in the church. The way we have placed our spouse at the center of our universe instead of you, expecting our spouse to meet our every need when only you can, and communicating to the world and our single friends that wholeness is not found until one has been romantically linked or sexually satisfied. God, we are your bride, the church. Our satisfaction comes from you. And so we ask, God, that you would restore your beautiful picture of marriage, that your church would be a beacon of hope to the outside world, modeling your design for marriage through self-denial, submission, and sacrificial love. Mend the hearts of those who have been victims of broken relationships. We boldly ask that your word would influence all relationships in our world. We trust you, Father, that one day you will make all things new. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for tuning into the Drivecast. We'll see you back here tomorrow.